Ray Foley on Today FM.
Good afternoon. How you doing? Ray Foley's my name. A friend here is JP.
Oh, yeah.
What was that thing? I saw the thread of the lady that was asked. I'm guessing it was a lady that was asking questions. Or was it a lady asking questions? Or who's asking questions? Basically, do you mind if I sit here? No. Someone says to you, do you mind if I sit here? And you say no. That means they're allowed to sit there, right?
Because you're saying, no, I don't mind if you sit there.
Do you mind if I sit here? No. Then they can sit there, correct?
That's the way I'd interpret it anyway, yeah.
Sorry, do you mind if I sit here? No. Then go ahead and sit down. Here it is. I'm not a native... nor am I.
Ironic.
I'm not a native English speaker, but I was taught that questions starting with, do you mind, are answered with a no. If they're answered with a no, they mean, no, I don't mind. The person who asked is Irish. So an English-speaking Irish person on a bus says to this person, do you mind if I sit here? So I was confused at how they reacted, and I feel so bad that they would think that I'm not allowing them to sit beside me, because I guess they walked away. So do you mind if I sit here? No. Then they go, and walk away and go sit somewhere else.
Right.
Do you mind if I sit here? No. That means he can sit. I don't mind. Anyway, they reacted badly. They left, and I don't want them to think that I'm not allowing them to sit beside me. I've no bag on the seat. It's empty. In fact, I'm surprised that they even have to ask at all. They could just sit down without my permission. Did I give them the wrong response is the question.
I think you gave them the right response, but you didn't give them enough detail.
No. Just one word, no. That's all you needed. Do you mind if I sit here? No. That's it. That's all you gotta give.
Yeah, but the person who asked the question misinterpreted what the no meant. They thought she meant, if it is a she, no, you can't sit here. I do mind.
I'm sitting on a bus. I'm sitting on a Lewis. I'm sitting on a train. I'm sitting on public transport. I'm sitting in a restaurant, potentially. One of those bench. Sidebar. Can we sidebar for a moment?
Go on.
Can we tangent just for a second?
Yeah.
Those restaurants that make you sit on a bench next to complete strangers. Can we cut that out now? Can we just legislate in that regard going forward? Can we have this? Can we table a motion?
The bench is not ideal. Also, when I end up in a restaurant, another tangent, and they say, oh, no, we don't have a table, we do have a counter. Like, I didn't come here to sit at a counter. I came for a table.
Ridiculous carry-on. Yeah,
first world problem. Getting back to the core issue here. I think
do you
it's
mind if I sit here on the bench next to you? Do you mind if I sit here? No. That's your answer. No, I don't mind. And I'll deliver it in a no.
That's just introducing doubt into the whole situation.
I should go even further than you're saying. I should give more detail. I should go, no way. Not in your life.
If this person is so confused about how it all went down and they're like, oh, I can't believe there was this misunderstanding, what they should have done, as soon as they saw the person who had asked if they could sit down was confused or walking away a little bit angry, they should have reached out and said, oh, no, I mean, it's fine. Hey, go ahead.
Now
that takes half a second.
Half a second
to clarify.
That's the weird thing.
What the hell is weird about that?
Right, okay. I will grant you, if someone says to you, do you mind if I sit here? And you only give them no, then maybe it's not enough. So I would. I'm prepared to give you a little bit in here on this, okay?
A concession, okay.
I'll give you a little tiny concession. I'll say to you that, yeah, granted, maybe I might go, instead of saying, do you mind if I sit here? No. I might say, do you mind if I sit here? I'd say, go ahead. Or, you're grand. Yeah, or sure thing.
Yeah, no problem.
Sure thing, go ahead, right?
Mm.
So then it's no is the correct grammatically answer, but I'd say go ahead to make it perfectly clear to them that yes, they can sit there. Okay? What I would not do, and now you're getting into freaky man on the bus territory.
All right, go on.
I wouldn't go after someone to say to them, I want you to sit beside me. No, you misunderstood. Please, beside me. That's where all the others are safe. That's the safest space. I didn't mean to chase you away. Come, sit beside me. You can be my friend.
That is a gross mischaracterization.
That's what you were suggesting.
I did not say that.
I'm not saying
you're chasing them down the middle aisle of the bus. I'm saying as soon as you see the non-verbal sort of reaction they've had of, oh, they don't want me to sit down, you go, no, fire away, it's fine.
But even that's weird.
What the hell is weird about that?
Even within 2 seconds of clocking, there's something wrong and they're leaving.
Yeah.
Calling them back is weird.
It's not. You're clarifying. It's weirder to let them walk off.
No, it's not.
It absolutely
is. Just let them go. Let them walk away. They're not your friend.
I don't want to seem like a bad guy.
Why not? Who cares?
I care.
It's their misunderstanding. Do you mind if I sit here? No. They think no means you can't sit here, but it actually means no, I don't mind. They walk away, they're peed off with you. So what? That's their mistake. Goodbye and good luck. Strokes and Last Night. This is Today FM. What do you think? Text and WhatsApp. Do you mind if I sit here? No. Then I sit down, that's it. Do you mind if I sit here? Yes. Okay, I'll sit elsewhere. Thank you for considering me to be your bus sitting down next to your partner. I'd make it really weird. I'd sit down anyway. 0874-100-102. You're on a bus. This is a question someone was asking on Reddit yesterday. Now, I'm not a native English speaker. I was taught that questions starting with "Do you mind?" are answered with "No." To mean "No, I don't mind." So, do you mind if I jump up and down? No, jump away. The person who asked this is Irish. This is on a bus. Do you mind if I sit here next to you? No. Then they walked away. And they're like, what should I have done? Did I say the wrong thing? Actually, someone replied to that and said, It reminds me of my first week in Ireland. I asked if I could take the seat and the woman said, work away. Oh, it's a minefield. Imagine someone coming here and it's like, they said, do you mind if I sit here? And they say to them, work away.
Or fire away.
Fire away?
Yeah.
What is someone new to this country supposed to do with that?
Absolute nightmare.
It's a nightmare. Work away. What? They said, I asked if I could take the seat. The woman said, work away. I thought you said, walk away.
No.
Could you imagine someone saying that to you? Walk. Do you mind if I sit here? Walk away. I wanted to leave thinking that's rude. But she had a smile on her face and was gesturing to take the seat. So I immediately Googled work away meaning Ireland. It's a minefield. 0874 100102. So my position is if you say, do you mind if I sit here? And I say, no, that's it. My job is done. I've given you the green light. You can take the seat. If you misunderstand, though, and walk away, I'm not chasing after you like a weirdo saying, oh, I'm sorry. Oh, I'm so sorry. Did I offend you? Come and sit by me. I'll be your friend.
I never said I'd chase after them.
Are you new to Ireland? English isn't your first language. Tell me everything. I'll be your friend. Weird. It's just weird. Going after them and clarifying straight away is a weird move. I mean, no matter how...
It's an immediate clarification. In the moment, you say, oh, no, it's fine.
Straight away, it's like...
What is weird about that?
That dude, that little dude, he really wants me to sit next to him, which is a red flag.
No, I really want you to know what I mean when I reply to your question. That's all I'm doing.
But then you're obligated to then... If you come up to me after I've misunderstood your no, right?
Yeah.
And say to me, no, I really wanted you to sit beside me. What would you say?
I'd say, it's fine. That seat's free. Go ahead.
But even
exactly like that. And you know immediately it's all good.
But even by then, I'm like, too much.
Oh, yeah, but you wanted to sit beside me in the first place.
I'll find another seat, thank you. I prefer to stand. Pads there, Pat.
Pads. Yeah. Unless it's a pensioner or a heavily pregnant lady looking for the last seat on the bus, I'd say it'll get over.
Chivalry. This is it. Be chivalrous, but everyone else can just jog on.
I saw a blind person with a guide dog.
Oh, blind as well. Okay, fair enough. Blind,
standing
pregnant,
on
elderly.
A Lewis, and there were two people sitting in the sort of fold-out seats.
Yeah.
And they didn't get up, even though the lady was standing there with the dog, very clearly marked with the harness that lets
it's
you know.
It's unbelievable what's going on.
And they didn't get up.
It's unbelievable, truly. It's wild, the lack of manners.
And there were younger folks in the sort of 20s, 30s.
Pretending to not be seeing the person that is there, clearly being all blind all over the Lewis. It's just... outrageous what's going on at the moment. Outrageous.
I nearly wanted to go over and say, hey, I'm standing, so I can't get up out of my seat because I'm standing. Could you maybe stand up yourselves? But I didn't have the bravery.
I had a similar experience where I was already on the Lewis. I didn't have the bravery. And there was a pregnant lady and separately a lady with a buggy. And I had moved. I had done the whole obvious moving thing. Do you know, accommodate. Oh, look at me, I'm all chivalrous. And virtue signalling to the others that they should have done the same, but not saying anything. And next thing, a mad owl one gets on the Lewis and starts shouting at the others, would you get up out of that and let that pregnant lady sit down?
Well done.
And I was like, yes!
Well done. A hero for our times. The hero we needed.
Do you know what? We all need to be mad owl ones. Sorry, Pat, continue.
Well, bang it on. They'll get over it.
Yeah, they'll get over it.
Pat in Limerick.
Cheers, Pat in Limerick. Much obliged. Ailish is over there as well. Ailish.
Hey, guys. Ailish here. I remember I was out in Tallaght East and I was sitting at a table. It was lunch hour. It's very, very busy.
Right.
And a woman said, hey, can I sit here? And I go, yeah. And we had lunch together. And I'm just the person who breaks the fourth wall. I started asking her about herself. She said, oh, my husband's in hospital. I started reassuring her that, you know, he'll be okay. And I guess it was just luck of the draw that she was normal and she was really nice.
Oh my God, you're a saint. Ailish, I'd love that. Do you mind if I sit next to you? Ailish, I'm going to need you to sit beside me every time I get on public transport from now on. Because there's some people you just can't trust.
But, when people say, hey, can I take this chair? I automatically assume they're going to take it away and not sit with me for lunch.
Right, yeah.
And lads, love the show.
Hey! But Ailish, my question, do you mind if I sit here? If you say no, do you mean you can't sit here? Or if you say no, do you mean you don't mind that I can?
Stephen's been in touch, and this sums up how much of a minefield it can be depending on what your answer is and using sort of Irish vernacular. He says, is this seat taken? Yeah, no, work away. Yeah,
it's the worst.
No, work
it's the
away.
Worst. So which is it? Do you mind if I take this seat? Sure. Oh, so you do mind? I've got another one for you, kind of separately, but again, this is doing my head in. All of the people working in shops and restaurants now don't say you're welcome when you say thanks. Or they don't say a version of it. Okay, fine. Okay, let me just be clear. If someone says thanks to me, I don't say you're welcome. I say no worries or cheers.
Yeah.
Right? But they don't say no worries or cheers or you're grand or sound. They don't say anything like that. For some reason, a lot of people are saying, of course.
What?
Of course. So you say thanks. Sorry, can I get the bill, please? Yeah, I'll get it now. Thanks a million. Of course.
Meaning what?
That's it. And pay. It's just tap. Can I? Do I tap? Can I leave a tip? Yeah, I'll put a tip on that as well. Thanks. I'll say thanks. And she says, "Of course."
As in what? Of course, you should have thanked her. Or of course, she's happy to provide the service.
I say thanks.
Yeah.
She says, "Of course."
That doesn't make any sense.
Isn't that weird? Isn't that weird?
I'm not leaving the house. I'm staying indoors.
I'm just staying in.
It's not safe out there.
It's a minefield.
Ray Foley on Today FM.
Thanks.
Of course.
What? I was like, what? What? 0874-100-102. Any Mad Owl ones, actually. I've got prizes from Mad Owl ones this afternoon. I'll tell you how you can win in a few minutes. And I'll play Paul Russell next.
Fred Joy.
Do you mind if I sit here? No. That means you can sit down. Ah, sure, it's a minefield. Thank you, of course. What does that mean? Does that mean you're welcome?
Thank you. Is that a new thing out there now?
Oh. Like you wouldn't believe. Thanks, of course. And it's only when someone says, of course, instead of you're grand, or cheers, or no worries, or cool even, that you realise how many times you actually say thank you in the course of a transaction. I think I might have said thank you four times to this particular lady that I was dealing with the other day. I said thank you. She says, of course. Thanks. Cheers. Of course. Of course. Fiona says, we were on holidays in Sicily last week. My husband was at a local gym. These people. And I'm not reading any more of your text. I'm sorry.
Wow.
You're not going on your holidays and you're not working out. And if you're married to someone that does, you need to leave them. That's a massive red flag. You're on holidays, like. You're away, you're on holidays. Just get, what are you, away for a week? 2 weeks tops? You're not spending 6 months in Spain, are you? Spending 6 months in Spain, fine, go to a gym. Mother of sweet divine suffering.
Jeez, is that a real cut off you, Fiona?
Fiona,
I'm sorry about that.
Fiona, someone needs to step in here and just shut this whole thing down. And if you're not prepared to talk to him, I will. Put him on to Ray. I'd say to him, you're on your holidays and go to the gym. These people that do this. There's a hotel I've gone to, which is hell for me, because they have the gym in the middle of a sort of a, you can see it. You can't leave the hotel without seeing the gym.
It's always there reminding you.
When you're on holidays. I'm looking at these people, usually from Sweden or Denmark or someplace. They're stunning. And I'm walking past, middle of the day, off to the pub. I'm like, who are these people going to the gym on holidays? Guys, it's a minefield. Fiona, I'm going to let you finish. We were on holidays in Sicily last week, and my husband was at a local gym. Clearly a melt. That's besides the point.
He actually sourced a local gym. It wasn't even the gym in the hotel. He found the gym and went to it.
This is disgusting.
Incredible.
A young Sicilian lad with very little English asked my husband if he could use a bench next to him. And my husband replied in his best Galway accent, "Fire away there." See, straight away, that's not going to work. Fire away. Fire away there, he says. The young lad was very confused. He walked away and our mortified 17-year-old son had to run over to him and explain it to him from Fiona Love the Show. A. You brought your son to the gym and you're both working out on holidays in Sicily.
Fiona, is your whole family stunning?
Fiona, are you doing Fittest Family? Are you taking part in Fittest Family? Is that what it is? That could be the only excuse that you have.
Was Davy Fitz there with you?
This is outrageous. Outrageous carry-on and has to be shut down at once. Richie's over there. Richie, go.
Right, Ray. The question that's been bugging me for a while is the cash machine one. Oh. Right? Every time when Barry asks people, did you ever think you'd get this phone call?
Did you ever think you'd get this phone call? Yeah, that kind of makes sense. If Barry says, does Barry ever say, did you never think you'd get this phone call? Did you never think you'd get this phone call? Then, but I don't think he does. I think he says, do you ever think you'd get this call? Yeah. What's wrong with it?
And you all go, no.
What?
And like, in fairness, right, you wouldn't enter it unless you thought you were going to get the phone call.
That's a fair point, actually. Why are you sending the text at all unless you're thinking there's a chance I might get the phone call on a Friday?
You know? So, anyway, that's one of those ones. And anyway, Ray.
Why?
Love the show.
Hey. Cheers, brother. John, go.
Hey, Ray.
Hey, sir.
John here from Kilkenny.
Hey, John.
We got one for you. My girlfriend always says, am I not right?
Now, that's a sticky one grammatically. Well, if she's asking you any question like that, am I not right?
So she's effectively saying, am I wrong?
Am I not right? So the question, the answer then, in order to not get the head taken off you is, am I not right? No. No, you're not. No. Yes.
It's not a yes or no answer anyway, because you're in trouble. You've got to clarify.
Am I not right? Yes. Am I not right? Yes, that means you're wrong. So the no is the answer then, right?
Yeah, it'd be like, no, you're spot on.
Yeah, that's the thing, you see. You can't, it's not a yes or no answer. You've got to clarify.
That's one I have to sit down and think about for oil.
Oh my God.
See if you can work that one out. But it's a bit like your theory. But yeah, am I not right?
Am I not right?
Think about that one.
Am I not right? Yes. Yes, you are not right, in which case you are wrong. Am I not right? No. In which case, you are correct. Which is the correct answer, always. And Kira, go.
This reminded me of a time I was on a walk in, I don't know, we were on some holiday somewhere, or maybe we were in Spain or somewhere, and we were up in a national park, and I got caught short.
Well, here we go again now. You see, going for walks when you're on holidays.
Yeah.
Out walking. I'll allow a walk, but booking a local gym, that's out of line. Sorry, you're out for a walk and you're caught short. You're bursting, are you?
National park, and I got caught short.
Right.
And I really need the loo. And my boyfriend at the time said, should squat down there, there'll be nobody see you. And I said, I kind of ran in and found a little corner in the bushes anyway. Well, not in the bushes, but beside the bushes.
Right. And he's there anyway, so he's keeping watch. He's like, keeping an eye out. He's
the sentry, yeah.
He's keeping sketch.
And I said, is the coast clear? And he said, yeah. So I started to go to the toilet.
Fair enough.
But what he meant was, yeah, there's people coming. I was like, no, the question was,
Is the coast clear?
Oh my God. And he said, yeah. And then, of course, I was having a pee when about four people came around the corner.
With the cameras?
Yeah, I was not amused.
Ridiculous carry-on.
Can we go back?
Yes.
Ray Foley on Today FM.